Case 38. When Sue's workings of the iron ox pointer. If you discuss the gradual, it is going against the ordinary to merge with the way. In the midst of a bustling marketplace, 7 days, 7 ways up and down, and 8 ways across. If we discuss the sudden, it doesn't leave a hint of a trace. 1,000 sages cannot find it. If, on the other hand, we do not set up sudden or gradual, then what? To a quick person, one word. To a quick horse, one blow of the whip. At such a time, who is the master? As a test, I cite this to see. if we discuss the gradual, it is going against the ordinary to merge with the way. In the midst of the bustling marketplace, 7 ways up and down and 8 ways across. We discuss the gradual. Here is 2 points. Gradual, to discuss the gradual. Second, to discuss the sudden. If you discuss the gradual, gradual means gradual progress. Progress. Seeing a progress through your individual feeling, understanding, and experience in your daily life. So that is a gradual. So if we discuss the gradual, it is going against the ordinary to merge with the way. It is going against the ordinary because ordinary means you are always a little bit away from the point, the truth you believe to away from the point of the truth. So, physically and mentally, in your daily life, your body and mind are present in daily living. That means being present right in the midst of the bustling marketplace. Bustling marketplace means making noise anyway. Day to day, getting up in the morning. Yes, I am getting up in the morning. And then next, you don't want to get up in the morning, so I don't want to get up in the morning. So always bustling. Your body and the mind is just is shown in the bustling marketplace. So pretty noisy. And that means, next says, 7 ways up and down, 8 ways across means you don't care the number. 7 ways up and down means a countless number. And many times, even for a moment, how many often you go up and down, you know? Can't you imagine? If you do that, then you can see. In a moment, your mind is really going up and down, you know. And next, your mind is really cross rivers and not cross the river, small rivers, you know, you cross the universe. You can go heaven anyway. You can go heaven, you can go Japan, and immediately you can go. So, in a moment, you are really up and going up and down across the universe, and it's going to the heaven and the hells and etc. So, because you are anyway discussing in gradual progress. Because I am not a good person, I am not real Buddhas. I am not mature exactly. That's why I am afraid to just to be present with confidence. That's why I want to progress. I want to progress means you are not mature. You are not perfect now. That's why very naturally you are discussing about you. Right in the middle of passing the marketplace. That means a little bit pretty hard if you always take care of your life in that way. It's really pain. It's really painful. You cannot take care of your life just like this, always. So next, you have to discuss anyway the sudden. A sudden life, sudden progress, 100% perfect anyway. We have to discuss that sudden means 100% perfect. For instance, if you have to perform, what would you say, athletic, okay? You have to catch the iron bar, okay? So, if you discuss the gradual, you always looking at the bars and looking at you and then looking at the result, what you will come, you know. And also you discuss about the audience and you discuss about the points, you know. Are you always doing that? So, very naturally you are very uneasy and restless. But on the other hand, you have to completely discuss anyway the sudden means 100%. 100% perfect means you jump it and grasp it. You cannot 90%, you cannot reach the 90%, you know. If you reach the 90% to the bar, iron bar, it's not perfect, don't you think so? 90% is pretty good, seems to be good, but it doesn't make sense. So you have to anyway catch the complete perfect, you know, catch it. If you catch it the next moment, you know, the immediately you can perform, you know, athletic. So, you discuss sudden means anyway, 100% you should catch the iron bar perfectly, 100%, okay? So that is not only athletic, your study, your zazen, your daily living, anyway. So both. We need a both, anyway. So you cannot always, I can get always 100 points, you know. You cannot boast, you cannot be boast of yourself like this. But Zen Master in Japan says that Zen is always to get to the 0 point or 100 point, no middle between. This is a Zen teaching. Zen teaching doesn't mean it's a Zen dogmatic teaching. This is life anyway. I told you a very performance, you know. 100% or if you catch the 90%, you have to mean 90% is exactly 0 point. Same thing. So no middle anyway. So 0 or 100%. So you feel good. If same applies to Zazen too. Okay? 100% or 0. That's what Shikantaza is, to get the 100 points anyway. It is very important anyway. Discussing about you, in the midst of a bustling marketplace, but on the other hand, you can do it. Anyway, you have to do it. You have to do it. Otherwise, you cannot see any progress in the bustling marketplace anyway. So we need a path anyway, simultaneously. The haiku are the you famous haiku, the old pond, the frog jumps in, pop, and that's this. This is a pretty interesting poem, short poem. Well, if you discuss the gradual, I think you can discuss about basho, and you can discuss about the frog, you can discuss about, anyway, all the pond situation, and the mountains, and the quietness, and in the heart of the mountains, and the men, and also bird singing itself, you can discuss about gradual. But no matter how long you discuss about this and then put all words together, put all things together pretty good, but I don't know. You can make this kind of poem, you can make it, you know. Obviously, you can't make such a wonderful poem through the discussion about the gradual. Analyzing, synthesizing, and your feeling, and also your emotions, and the psychological point of views, and the original nature of existence. It's a you can't make a perfect, nice, you know, poem. So important point is next. You have to anyway discuss the sudden means anyway front. And basho and all the pond quietness come together anywhere all of a sudden, being as 100% perfect beings, 100%. So at that time, basho, frog, and all the pond and singing song, quietness also all put together. In the realm of the sudden, they are, they exist like this. And then, if you discuss this, then a poem comes up. And this poem, in a word, is not the word coming from a discussion of the sun, or a discussion of the, anyway, the gradual. And then next says, if, on the other hand, we do not set up a sudden or gradual, then what? Okay? Gradual or sudden, still discussions. Discussion, nothing but the discussions. So what do you mean? If you discuss the sudden, that sudden is not the sudden or opposite to gradual, because that discussion of sudden means that you must be, anyway, alive, in the same way as frogs, all the pond, quietness, universe, anyway, you have to exist like this, exactly. If so, what is this? They all become one. So it's not discussion, it's nothing but the motion or what to say, functions, energy of functions. So, finally, you cannot say, what is this? This is a sudden. Sudden means in the realm of sudden, the all things, frogs, all the pond, quietness, and noise of the water exist in peace, in harmony. This is two discussions. No. Opposed to grounded. So next, that's why next says, on the other hand, we do not set up sudden or grounded. If you pay attention to real reality, which is fully alive, you're there living with all sentient beings at that time. Anyway, we do not set up sudden or gradual. And then what? One of the old students of Zen Center in San Francisco, they visited here, and on the way to Kamachua Lane, you know, in Vermont. He stayed for a while and discussed with me about the Buddhism. He liked very much about Buddhist teaching philosophically, and always discussing. And at that time, he wore the very nice suits and very German. So he said, Buddhism is interesting. And so I discussed with him about the emptiness and the interdependent coordination. And then he said, good, that's a good explanation of emptiness. He said, then what? Then what? Exactly, then what? Then what is, then what? You know? Nothing to, no room to exist, to discuss. So then what means, pointing out anyway, real aspect of emptiness which is fully alive in your daily living, that is nothing to discuss. That's why we say, then what? We don't know what it is, but it's actually any words, fully aliveness of the words from the nature as a poem comes from, then what? Anyway, it comes from before you set up gradual or sudden. We cannot set up before that. Anyway, so that's why he says, on the other hand, we do not set up sudden or gradual, then what? To a quick person, one word, to quick horse, one blow of the whip, to quick person, one word. Now that time, one word comes from that, then what? From the then what means fully alive. Nothing to pin down. That's why we say our head is always catching up, you know, catching up for something always. But it's always, you can't catch up, you know, because full function, full aliveness is always going, you know. Your intellectual sense can't catch up. So that's why always, you know, I told you, it seems to me the grasp of the back of your boy head, you know. You can't grasp boy head because no hairs. So it's just that we are always doing like that. So that's why to a quick person, one word is when you are exactly being present and the real function of you know, emptiness and. Before you set up gradual or quick, and gradual or sudden. Okay. And then you can really get those aliveness, fully aliveness of the words, expressing oneness. Okay. So-called, or the pun, a frog jump into pop. That's all. From this words, anyway, very quick person. See, anyway, person, but your other person, anyway, not a being opposed to frog and the old pond. Anyway, but your is exactly the same as the frog and the old pond. That's why same guy commented to this poem. He said, an old pond. Basho jumps in a sand wall, you know. Basho jumps into the pond. And pop. Saying a comment to this. And also he said, if there is a pond with the jump, I want him to hear it. Do you understand? If there is a pond, with a jump, I want him to hear it means a pond means a huge pond. It's not a limited pond. You can see it. Your sense can see it. Pond is exactly pond, like a pond with the frog and the universe and trees and the mountains and quietness itself. So that is a huge pond, so called Buddha nature, Buddha's pond. So if there is a pond anywhere with a jump, I want to jump it anyway. I jump it. And I want him to hear it. So I am not different from jump, and you know, different from Basho anyway. I am Basho anyway. That's why I can understand Basho's feelings, and I understand the frog's lives. I understand the tranquility's life, created by frogs and old ponds and mountains and etc. So that's why he said, if there is a pond, I want to jump. I want to hear it. I want him to hear it. Next he says, an old pond, something jumps in with a pop. Something jumps in. But what jump? I jump it? Or Basho jump it? Or frog jump it? Or tranquility jump it? No, I don't know. Something jump it. I mean, it's a very natural situation. Something jump it. Something is completely leaving no trace of frogs and all the pond and the bashos and the working together perfectly 100%, but they don't leave any trace. So called I am merging with all beings perfectly, 100% perfect. They don't. So that's why Sengai says something jumps in with a pop. So this is the explaining then what? Too quick person, one word, too quick horse, one blow of the whip. No space to think of it. To think of it, immediately comes up. At such a time, who is the master at the seat? I sat this to see. Who is the master? I am a master to make a poem. I am a master to do zazen. In zazen, who is a master? Zazen is a master because zazen educate me, zazen enhance me. So zazen is a master? No. So if it is not, I am master? No. Who is master? Right in the middle of zazen, you are merging with each other perfectly. That's why I told you, being on the top of 100 feet high pole, take one step forward. Who jumps? Who push you to take a forward? Who push you? No one. So who prove you're jumping from the 100 feet high pole? No one. Anyway, jump it. Take one step forward. That is a master, great master. But temporary, we can say. So take one step forward. Anyway, take one step forward is maybe master. Without leaving any trace of being master. Okay? That's why we don't know who is master. Who gave me the reward? I don't know. So this is, that's what he is. So who is the master? Who is the master? No. So in the Lotus Sutra or Dogen Zenji says, Buddha knows. Only Buddha knows what the Buddha is. Only Buddha knows human suffering is. Only Buddha knows the Buddha's world. Okay, as a text, I cite this to see. Okay, next case. At the government headquarters in Yingchou, Feng Su entered the hall and said, "The patriarchal master's mind seal is formed, like the workings of the iron ox." when taken away, the impression remains. When left there, then the impression is ruined. But if neither removed nor left there, is sitting right or is not sitting right. At that time there was a certain elder, Rupai? How can you pronounce? Rupai. Who came forth and said, I have the workings of the iron ox. Please, teacher, do not impress the seal. Who said, accustomed to scouring the oceans of fishing for whales, I regret to find instead a frog crawling in the muddy sand. Pai stood there thinking. Su shouted and said, Elder, why do you not speak, father? Pai hesitated. Su hit him with his fist. Su said, do you still remember the words? Try to quote them. As Pai was about to open his mouth, Su hit him again with his fist. The governor said, the Buddhist law and the law of kings are the same. Su said, what principle have you seen? The governor said, when you do not settle what is to be settled, instead you bring about disorder. Su thereupon descended from his seat. Well, at the government headquarters in Yunchou, Feng Su entered the hall. Feng Su, that master, seemed to be living in the headquarters of a government in China, in Chou, and teaching the Buddhism to government people anyway. Now one day he entered the hall, teaching hall, and said, the patriarchal master's mind seal is formed like the workings of the iron ox. Mind seal means whatever you say, Buddha nature, original nature of the existence, or Dharma bodies, Dharma nature, or body mind, whatever you say. That is mind seal. We say mind seal. Regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not, mind seal as a Buddha, regarded as a Buddha, is already sealed in the root of your life. So, no exceptions. Everyone, all beings are exactly sealed by Buddha nature. So, the patriarchal master means many patriarchs from generation to generation. Mind seal is the handed down from generation to generation, from patriarchs to patriarchs, formed like the workings of the iron ox. The mind seal is Buddha nature, Buddha mind, body mind, seems to be wonderful things, but we don't know what it is. It's very vague. So that's why it says the working of the iron ox. Iron ox is was so-called iron ox, huge iron ox, built by the river, Yellow River in China. People believe in this iron ox, regarded as a protector of the Yellow River,
Because the Yellow River is a very important thing for Chinese to live there in many ways. So in the ancient time, anyway, it was built by emperor. Huge, iron ox. Head is toward, Ponan. Ponan means toward the south. And tails north. A huge iron ox. An iron ox is something made by iron, so it doesn't move. It's huge, but it doesn't move. But every year, annually, Chinese people respect this with celebration and religious ceremony. And respecting this iron ox because it is regarded as a great protector for, Yellow River. So from this point, iron ox doesn't move, it is not alive, but it's alive by the people who respect this with religious ceremony. So that's why mind theory is a kind of it's very vast. We don't know what it is. It seems to be far away from us. Buddha nature, you are Buddha nature. Well, how do you understand this one? Well, yes, you say so. If you say so, I can believe you can say so, okay? But where is the Buddha nature? Buddha nature is Karagiri's Buddha nature. Because you say so. If you say so, I can believe. But it's not your Buddha nature. So you have to feel and get taste of the Buddha nature in your heart anyway. So still the Buddha nature and the mind seal or Buddha mind, compassionate and generous and magnanimous human mind is still vague, far from us, because every day we can see the mind, which is in the bustling of the marketplace. Seven ways up and down, and seven ways of crossing, always. So it's pretty hard to believe a Buddha mind which is fully alive. But on the other hand, Buddha mind is a Buddha mind, because right in the middle of war, still there is a one person always, from generation to generation, who hopes who act toward peace. Right in the middle of tragedies, right in the middle of natural tragedy or whatever, anywhere one seed is left. So, from this point, we have a Buddha mind. Buddha mind is really alive, really alive. If you see that a little boy is rushing into the street, who is on the verge of life and death, you immediately rush him in to save him from danger. Before you discuss, should I or shouldn't I? This action comes from really Buddha mind, compassion, generosity, magnanimous mind. So, that's why this it says the patriarchal master's mind seal is formed just like the workings of the iron ox. When taken away, the impression remains. When left there, then the impression is ruined. in this case, the seal is a kind of example. You know the seal, Japanese seal or stamp, the stamp, you know. A seal is, if a seal is taken away, you know, putting on the, you, a seal is pressed down on a paper and taken away, and then the seal is alive. Seal remains, okay? But on the other hand, when the seal is left there, the impression is ruined. Because you cannot see the impressions. You cannot see the seal. Because seal is on the paper. Do you understand? So that means you don't understand the Buddha mind, but you can, it is anyway, it is already present in everyone's. So all you have to do is, anyway, Buddha nature should be well accepted by everyone without exception. Just like a seal. My name is Sonny. Okay? So no excuse. But this is, well, I have a seal. But seal is seal. If you don't use it, it doesn't make sense. So seal must be alive in your daily living. So you have to press it down on a paper or on a clay or on something anyway. That means, anyway, completely perfect acceptance of the Buddha nature, next moment you have to, anyway, you have to take it away. means that you should accept Buddha nature, but you cannot say, I am Buddha. So why is it I have to practice Zazen? It's already you are always, your seal is always on the papers. It doesn't make sense. So you should completely accept, but that is, it should be taken away. In order to see the seal of their name anyway, so-called Buddha nature. So that means holding, and then practice. There are two ways: holding something, holding Buddha nature. Okay? And then next, letting go. Okay? One practice is letting go. Second is holding it. So letting go is completely accept, perfect acceptance of Buddha nature means you have to put it down. Anyway, you have to put it into practice every day on the seal of, on the paper of the everyday, okay? Which is called everyday life. Anyway, you should put it, but press down. It should be pressed down every day. But simultaneously, it should be taken away. Okay. Means you cannot hang on, you know, I am Buddha. If you say, I am Buddha, then naturally, you know, you hang on the Buddha nature, idea of Buddha nature, it doesn't make sense. Because everyday life, look at yourself. You cannot see the Buddha anyway. It's because your body and mind is in the bustling of the marketplace. So how do you take care of this? This is also a question anyway. So anyway, if you are Buddha, if you accept 100% you are Buddha nature, anyway, put it into practice, press it down on a paper every day. Okay? But simultaneously, it should be taken away. And that time, anyway, Buddha nature is there, but when you intellectually, you can't perceive it. This is a little problem. But if you do it, very naturally, you can see it, you can feel it. According to discussion of gradual, okay? Very naturally, you can see it. So next, and then holding, that means holding means Buddha nature, you should hold it, but the holding doesn't mean hang on, okay? If you receive the Buddha nature, well, always staying there, dwelling in Buddha nature, but that means letting go. Simultaneously, well, you should cut off any image of a Buddha nature or whatever it is. At that time, if you do it, at that time, there is something you can hold. You can hold. That is a Buddha nature without leaving any trace of it. Any trace. No trace. So that is, you can hold it. But that's something you can hold it is pretty hard. The understood or known by six senses. Okay, so that's why he says when taken away, the impression remains. When left there, then the impression is ruined. So when you hold on, concentrate, whatever it is, good or bad, if you hold on anyway, it's ruined. So you have to hold on something, but this is not something you can hold by your six senses anyway. So next, but if neither removed nor left there is sitting right or is not sitting right. Well, if you say when taken away, the impression remains, when left there, then the impression is ruined, but if neither removed nor left there, why is it we have to say is sitting right or is not sitting right? Because neither removed nor left means complete emptiness, you know? Should I say removing is right or living there is right, not right? We cannot say so because we need a box anyway. When you let it go, when you let go of Buddha nature, you have understood, and that time there is something anyway, there is something remained, which you can hold. But I don't know what it is. This is a Buddha nature. So in order to hold anyway, you have to let go. So we need a boss practice simultaneously. Constantly we do this. We have to do this practice. Zazen, anyway, Zazen. When you do Zazen, anyway, completely you should accept Zazen. Beyond your six senses, your understanding, and the Buddha nature, anyway, you should accept anyway Zazen. But Zazen lets you become Buddha. Yes, it is. But you have to let it go, this idea. And then, there is something you can hold, which maybe you can discuss gradually. In the midst of a bustling marketplace, you can see a little light there. But we don't know what it is, because when you see it, next moment it is also in the midst of a bustling marketplace, so it disappears. But all we have to do is, anyway, when you do the Zen anyway, just accept and let it go. And then, there is something you can hold. But, This hold, that means hang on. So this is that's why pulling is the right way or living is the right way. You cannot say. So at that time there was a certain elder Lupai who came forth and said, I have the workings of the iron ox. Please, teacher, do not impress the seal. And this is Lupai, elder Lupai, who came forth and said, I have the workings of the iron ox. This statement is exactly imitated. So he said, please, teacher, do not impress the seal, because I am already iron ox. Iron ox is, should I press down the seal and simultaneously take it away, or should I press down the seal and leave it there? Which is right? Which is wrong? I am ox by the river. It is dead. Yes, it's dead. But it's not dead. It's alive. It's not alive. It's dead because I am ox. But it's dead. So called I am ox. No, it's really cross relation with human beings protecting Yellow River. If so, it's alive. So which is right? You can say I am ox is alive. No, it's wrong. But in a sense, it's right. Well, it's I am ox is dead. It's right, but it's wrong. So finally, nothing to say. So I have the working of the iron ox is. I am already present right in the middle of, anyway, emptiness, without leaving any trace. So please, don't press me. Don't press down. Don't press my seal down on my life. You are iron ox, which is dead or which is alive. But Sue said, accustomed to scouring the oceans, fishing, scouring the oceans, fishing for whales. That means, do you understand? Fishing the whales, you know, big whales. Whales, it's a huge, so even a big ocean, if all whales the swims, making a huge waves, you know, it's fantastic. And so it's scurrying. Anyway, clean up everything, storing up the oceans completely. So the accustomed, his statement, I have the workings of the iron ox, means just like a wheel, the swimming in the ocean, pretty nice, you know. He knows pretty well the point of the Zen teachings, real point of the Zen teachings. So he says so. So he becomes aware. He becomes just aware of so swimming in the ocean. Stirring the world, crazy scouring or making water the muddy, so whatever you say, it's all right. And that's why Sue said, accustomed, you are pretty good accustomed to do so, because you are pretty big whales. You can swim in the ocean, not small well anyway. So pretty good, but I regret to find instead a frog crawling in the muddy sand. still there is. You seem to, what you said is exactly right.
Exactly right.
But still there is a frog crawling in the muddy sand means still there is a tail there. There is a, you know, trace there.
I am big whales, you know, swimming in the ocean. And I am enlightened persons, like this, scurrying the waters.
But still I regret. There is, I can see a frog crawling in the muddy sand. So, even though you get out from the human delusions, you can get out of the house from the door, but unfortunately your tails are hooked by the door, so you can't get out. Your head is out, but your head almost the more than half of your body get out, but still tails hooked by the door. It's pretty hard to realize this point. So that's why we need constant practice. Anyway, letting go, anyway, letting go constantly. When you let go, then something is filled with your, in your hand. If you don't let go, well, it's very hard. So, that's why Sue said, I regret to find instead the frog crawling in the muddy sand. Pai stood there thinking. So Pai couldn't say anything about this. So big whale becomes a small frog, you know, in the ocean, but not in the big ocean, in the muddy sand. So Sue saw him exactly like that. But on the other hand, this Pai is Rupai's really huge whale swimming in the ocean. It seems to be wonderful, but on the other hand, you can see him as a frog in the muddy sand. So, nothing to say. So Pai was a little bit confused. So Sue shouted and said, Elder, why do you not speak, Father? Why don't you say something about this? Is that my statement is right, or can't you say about this? Pai hesitated. Still Pai hesitated. Maybe Pai understood, and he understood what Sue said. If you understand, at one point it's pretty hard to say. If you understand the Buddha nature cats have, or human beings have, well, it's pretty hard to say. Because whatever you say cat doesn't have a Buddha nature, it's wrong. Or even though you say cat has a Buddha nature, it's wrong because a cat wears a Buddha nature. Buddha nature cat is exactly like a human being? No, it's not. It's a little different. The cat understanding human life very deeply? No. If so, where's the Buddha nature? So whatever you say, it doesn't hit the mark anyway. So maybe this Pai, the Pai hesitated because he knew. Sue hit him with his whisk. Sue said, do you still remember the words? Do you still remember the words, what you have said, you know? Do you? You have. You said, I have the walking of iron up. You said so. Can't you remember that? But still Pai, anyway, Pai was trying to open his mouth and trying to say something. But Sue immediately hit him again with his whisk. And the governor, the governor, and at that time there was a governor by them listening to discussion between them, Sue and Pai, Lu Pai. So he said, governor, this governor, anyway, had been practicing Forearm under the guidance of Sue, Zen Master. So he knows pretty much the real point of Zen teaching. So he said, the Buddhist law and the law of kings are the same, means in a sense the governor stood between and passed a fair judgment on this case. You know, both are pretty good. Both are pretty good. So, both are pretty good. That's what Sue said, what principle have you seen? If you say this is both of them are good, you judge like this on this case. If so, what have you seen? What have you seen? What is the truth you have seen? So Gavan said, when you do not settle what is to be settled, but instead you bring about the disorder. So when you do not settle what is to be settled, instead you bring about disorder. Means what you have to do, what you have to do anyway. You shouldn't do what you shouldn't do it. So life is very simple. When you want to practice anywhere, practice it. Okay? But when you attend the training sessions, anywhere training sessions, follow the schedules. Even though it's hard, anyway, follow the schedules. So you should do what you have to do. This is a daily life. Based on the Buddha nature. Living in, standing straight in the Buddha nature. Life is very simple. You have to do what you have to do. You shouldn't do what you shouldn't. That's all you have to do. Then Sue thereupon descend from his seat. Then that is end of the discussions. So he said descend from his seat means, well, he really accept that governor's way too. Okay, next time I want to discuss some of commentaries and a note, because this commentary is pretty long commentary. Interesting stories there, so you should read this one. And also verse. Next time. Do you have some question?
The hitting him with the wrist, is that just sort of like
Yeah, that is discussing sun. This Brooklyn record office appears the sudden and gradual, particularly sudden, as a dramatic way, you know, very dramatic, but I don't think you should imitate dramatic way. So, in many ways you can do it. Through the words, through the silence, well, you can do it. You know, I told you before, the master taught to the priest who really bragged of his experience, his priest life, because he was completely respected by one of his followers, who is a very old woman, completely respect him, just like Buddha, you know. So he taught to the Zen masters, I was really respected by one of the Buddhist, my followers. They immediately, he said, well, don't think of life roughly. You originally are stupid. So shut up. This is, in the world, it's very sharp. Don't you think so? You don't understand? Means of respecting by, you are respected by somebody, that's wonderful. But let it go anyway. What do you mean, respected? You are respected by one of the old women in the village. It is just like a comic life, just like a lions. Lions are strong, catch the you know, cat in a lion cage and eat. And then you say, lions are strong, you know. Lions is respected. So I can talk Buddha's teaching clue, well, and you respect what that means. I cannot think of myself, well, I am Buddha. I don't think so, you know. This is just like, you know, owls. Who can see the at night? Same things. Do you understand? What's the difference? So don't be bragged of. That's why he said, don't think of life roughly. You are originally stupid. Shut up. That is exactly, boom. That's pretty nice, isn't it? It's like hitting him with a fist. You know?
Can you say, that you have to do what you have to do and you shouldn't do what you shouldn't. Where does that come from, that having to do? You know, you say it in relation to if you're doing training period, just follow the schedule, but supposing that what you feel that you have to do is not something that's necessarily...
No. Just you have to do what you have to do. According to the schedule, and
how do you decide what you have to do?
Well, you already decide your attendance of training session, so you already decide.
Okay, but does that apply to other things besides, you know, like training session and in your life? There's certain things that you feel that you want to do or you need to do.
Of course, in your daily life, I don't think you always do something and related with training sessions, and you cannot do it. So you have to go to work. But in the go to work means still, if you go to school and to teach, you have to do something you have to do. You see, so all the days, you have to do something you have to do. So how do we know? There's something you have to do. But you should learn. You should learn what it is. You can learn. If you do something wrong, maybe you can bump your head against your pole and get a bump. You know? So through this everyday life, anyway, we can learn. But as much as possible, we shouldn't hit the forehead against the electric pole when you walk on the street. That is a teaching anyway. Okay? We have to listen to the teaching, and also we have to practice anyway. Wrist bump anyway on your head. If you want, you can get lots of bumps on your head, but we should rest. We should confine the bump to the minimum.
I still don't understand where it says, the governor said, the Buddhist law and the law of kings are the same.
Well, that is... well, the Buddhist, that means the teacher's understanding is the Buddha law anyway, okay? The Buddha law means, doesn't mean something, a teaching apart from human life. So it's connected to human life anyway. So, yes, rupa anyway, rupas and governors and including the su, the master, anyway, nothing but the beings which is in the bustling of the marketplace anyway. So, and nevertheless, right in the middle of a bustling marketplace, we have to understand the Buddha law anyway. So Buddha law and also the law of king is the same thing.
Did I understand correctly to use a phrase which you said a few times, you need a boss, or it needs a boss?
Boss, so.
Boss. Oh, both.
Both.
I misheard you.
Oh, I see. P-O-T-H. Not P-O-S-S.
Thank you.